We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. We're learning more about claims in one of the lawsuits filed in the deadly dive boat disaster off the Santa Barbara coast.
Lawyers here in Westwood representing families of four people killed in the Conception dive boat disaster. They're suing the boat's owner. They allege wrongful death and numerous safety violations, and they point to lithium-ion batteries being charged on board the Conception. They say batteries for not only scuba gear, but for phones, for electronics, that they were being unsafely charged.
One of the solutions is called a LiPo bag. It's a bag that you put your cell phone in, you charge it in. There are larger options for the larger devices. They are fireproof, explosion-proof. Anything being charged goes into one of these containers. If something happens, it's contained.
Federal investigators have yet to come out with a final determination on cause of fire. The boat's owner, meanwhile, has filed in court that it's exempt from many modern safety rules because of the age of the boat. The Labor Day fire on board killed 34 people. In Westwood, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Former LA County Sheriff Lee Baca, one step closer to prison.
The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear Baca's appeal of his conviction on charges of obstruction and lying to the FBI, for which he was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
The Supreme Court missed an opportunity today to right the significant legal wrongs that occurred in Sheriff Baca's case.
Baca's attorney, Nathan Hawkman, declined to make any other comments. Baca was sentenced in May 2017 for his role in a scheme to derail an FBI investigation into abuses in LA County jails and then lying to the feds about it. The 77-year-old ex-sheriff who has Alzheimer's disease has remained free pending appeal. But Baca has run out of options. A federal judge in L.A. will later set a surrender date for him. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All ocean areas in Long Beach are off limits to swimmers and surfers today because of a sewage spill. It happened Sunday in Hawaiian Gardens and dumped about 11,000 gallons of sewage into the San Gabriel River running to the coast. The city says the spill was caused by a grease blockage. Long Beach has roughly 7 miles of public beach. The ocean water will remain off limits until testing determines the bacteria levels are within state standards. A touching story out of Orange County. A cyclist who was severely injured in an accident has struck up a friendship with the driver of the vehicle that hit him.
The accident 7 months ago left Tom Sevilla with torn ligaments in his knee, a broken pelvis, fractured back, bruised intestines, and two blood clots on the brain. He would spend the next 33 days hospitalized at UCI Medical Center. The driver of the vehicle that hit him, Jack Keith, stayed at the scene and was anguished over what happened. 5 days into Tom's hospitalization, his wife reached out to Jack.
We talked about it and wanted to reach out to him and let him know that I was going to be okay, so my wife texted him and he was relieved and, you know, there's no reason not to be friends, so we are.
For Jack, his new friendship with Tom is very surreal.
You would have never thought. It's the most unlikely thing that normally comes from one of these kind of incidents. So, yeah, it's definitely unusual in a good way.
Jack started a GoFundMe account to help Tom's family with medical expenses, and being a carpenter, he even made modifications to Tom's home to help with his limited mobility. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A proposed bill aims to stop lawmakers in California from partying on taxpayer money.
The bill would allow the state auditor to look at how taxpayer money is being spent at conferences.
They might actually create some panels that are helpful, but if no one's showing up to them because they've been out partying the whole day before, the whole night before, is that really a useful conference, right?
Assemblywoman Christina Garcia of Bell Gardens tells KNX she authored the bill after several members of the Commerce City Council got into a drunken fistfight at a weekend conference last May. She says there's a spring break mentality at some of the conferences, and the bill's needed.
Have a little more transparency and sunshine on these organizations that are receiving tax dollars, but we don't really know if they're being used and how they're being used and if they're being used properly.
Garcia says formal opposition to the bill hasn't come out yet, but she expects it it will be from some of the groups who don't want anyone looking at their finances. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The California Contract Cities Association hosted the event where the brawl happened. Executive Director Marcel Rodardi tells KNX he disputes the characterization of a party-type atmosphere at the conferences and says the association can't control what people do on their own time.
The assembly member has spoken at our conferences at least twice in the past, 2016 and 2017, and we have never heard any kind of concern about the way our association operates or about any concern about the finances.
He also says his association makes every effort to be transparent with all taxpayer and other funds.
The state lawmaker says her personal experience drove her to introduce a bill that would make it illegal to send unwanted lewd photos online or through text messages. Diamond Bar Republican Senator Lingling Chang tells KNX she started to get these types of pictures after making her cell phone public so her constituents could contact her.
I'm hoping that this bill will bring awareness, because it wasn't until I told my story that women would say to me, oh yeah, I've experienced that.
Chang says she was surprised to learn it's not already illegal to send unwanted lewd photos. If the bill passes, punishment would be a fine. There's a similar law in Texas.
Kids across the country are getting hit hard by the flu. The CDC says there have been 32 pediatric flu deaths so far this season, which is the most since federal officials started keeping track 16 years ago.
I know in L.A. County, the majority of people presenting to the emergency room with flu symptoms are the younger children. The adults are represented in much lower numbers, I think in part because perhaps their illnesses are a little milder.
Dr. Charles Bailey, Medical Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention at St. Joseph Hospital in Orange, tells KNX one reason the flu hits kids harder is because their immune systems aren't as developed. He says it's not too late for parents to take their kids to get a flu shot.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.